101 or something. It's about this with desire or prayer. How many times have I been found myself internally in the situation where I want to do something and then some voice in there says, no, you should do this instead. And then I don't like that option. I want my option. Sometimes I may listen again to that voice. Who is that voice? And actually, where does that come from, which is against what I want and therefore what would be my voice? Is this a wise voice or an unwise voice from up or from below? That kind of reflection there. And well, if you have got that far into that option of listening to that voice saying, no, we should do this instead, then you're a bit on the way, because then we can start thinking, you know, what would be the result of doing it that way instead? Beneficial or not? And if you realize, well, that would be more beneficial, then, well, let's try it that way. So it can be a quick thing there. But I would say, this is something you learn with age, to listen to that voice, because you spent your life learning that you should be Krishna conscious and listen and pray for the guidance of Super Soul within, who is there as your conscience. So it's not that mystical, magical, esoteric. It's just, I would say, a matter of being a bit wiser rather than doing the stupid things, because, well, just as when we were children or youngsters, when parents say something else than what we want, then no. But later we realize, oops, would have spared me a lot of trouble. So yeah.